Om Shanti. So welcome for another session in the morning. And we're fortunate to have two brothers coming from two different countries and know about the other country, India. You know, one was born in out of India, the other brother was born in India, but both know the outside and inside of India. So it's a very good dynamic combination. I would warm welcome Brother David. And he came to Baba 40 plus year, and he has earned a lot of fortune by his art. Whatever, you know, I think you never miss David, Brother David, because we always go to him to get some photos of Yahya, Baba, whatever you need. So hopefully everyone know Brother David. And Abhiram Bhai is born in India, but he's also traveled to outside India, and he's been with Baba for 35 plus. Yeah, I'm right. Sometimes I won't get right numbers, but it's 35 plus he's been Baba. And he holds the, he coordinates the Spark activity from Gyan Sarovar. Spark is the one who tries to understand Gyan in perspective of scientific way, and he's involved, he coordinates and involved in that area of service in Gyan Sarovar. And also time to time he's travels other part of the world. So he also brings the different experience today. So we are going to explore the topic today with them is becoming bestower with introversion. They have chosen this topic, and they'll have a conversation between them to explore more about this topic. Om Shanti and welcome. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I don't know that we are going to have a conversation with each other. So we can have a conversation together, all of with you. It's okay? Good. So the topic, bestower and introversion. At present moment, whatever we want to experience, if it is yoga, if it is Baba, if it is meeting with Baba, or all relationships with Baba, it start with introversion. If I don't practice this, then I can't experience also. So we have a booklet in Spark, Introversion, Solitude. So how Baba gives importance to these two values, from that practice, you are accumulate abundance of experiences. So Baba always mentions, nowadays in Sakar Murli as well, he says, say Baba, Baba, everything become beneficial. And today's Murli also, like if you sleep, that is also beneficial. At least we can't accumulate our sin or waste karma. So like previously when Bab Dada used to come in Dadi Gulzar's chariot, that time also, especially double foreigners or Indians, they keep one day full silence. They used to vary only one class at morning and whole day like they given for you silence. You remember, David? And that is the preparation for meeting Bab Dada. And the day when we are going to meet him, that time also very less class, maybe Murli class and then one class. After that, nothing. you have your own time, quiet time, and prepare yourself to meet Baba. So nowadays it depends on individuals what they want to do. So if I am going to meet Supreme Father from subtle region or from Paramdham, how I should be? If my stage still corporeal or subtle region stage, I need to check, like whenever we go to meet some officials, our dress code should be like that. In some programs they announce dress code should be white or color, when Dadi Janki used to comes in a talks, that time they announce in the class the BKs also wear color clothes because the outsiders can feel comfortable. So like that, what is my intellect's stage? Then I can experience that subtle or supreme power, what he is saying. Even Baba says, if whenever you want to meet nowadays, you can come. There is no any bondage of time or space. But he says, what is the way, what is the method is, Amrutvela, you tell Baba, I am coming to meet you. Then your mind will become prepared. It starts to prepare itself. And Brother David, he has quite a few talents. Through music, he takes us beyond sound. He makes sound, but we go beyond sound. So he has some experiences, or what is he do preparation? Let him share.
Om Shanti. Yeah, so it's interesting because even the title, yeah, today for this talk is Becoming a Bestower Through Introversion. So do we become something or do we be something? Yeah, so I remember once Bridge Mohanbhai, he was giving a class and he was talking about yoga and actually, in a sense, he was playing on the topic of, okay, do we go for meditation? Do we go to do something, or do we actually be in meditation and continue that state? So he asked his class this time, should we go for meditation? And people put up their hand, yes. He said, well, if you're going for meditation, then what are you doing now? Yeah. So sometimes it's like when we think, okay, what is introspection? You know, it's like, do we have just one day of silence to prepare for something? Or do we bridge that, you know, where, okay, make it so, because in a sense, sometimes Baba says, okay, have 8 hours of yoga per day. Yeah. Sometimes he says, okay, divide it into three, service, yoga, and sleep. But it's like, how do we practically make those 8 hours or whatever in meditation or in that deep introspective state? And of course, as we all know, when we do have a silence day, for example, we get quite a good mirror, yeah, of where we are. Where's my mind going? Where's my thoughts going? What is my intellect pulled to? All these things, we become very clear then. We think, yes, okay, maybe I perform some action that my intellect gets pulled back to, or some interaction with someone else that maybe wasn't so yogi, so my thoughts keep going back to that. So we get a very clear picture of, okay, what things are pulling my intellect. But of course then as we go further into that stage of really introversion, like for example today I asked someone, I said, oh, they're from USA, yeah, and I said, oh, how's Trump doing over there, yeah, President Trump? And of course a bit of a silly question, and you know, yeah, but when I said that, the person was very shakti, and they said, he's just playing his part. Yeah. That soul is just playing the part. And sometimes I think when we really, you know, Baba sometimes says, when we really sit on the rails of drama, what does that really mean? To sit on really stable on the rails of drama. It means everything that's happening is absolutely 100% perfect for now. It's never any different, actually. But then if I look at my own dialogue inside, how much do I accept that? How much do I accept others as they are? What they're doing? What part they're playing? Whether right or wrong, because, you know, what is right is right. What is wrong is right. Isn't it? In drama? It's just really, actually, Baba just says drama. Even Baba sometimes says there's no one to blame. It's just part of drama, part of this time now. Even Maya, even all the things, it's just part of this drama now. So when I'm really on that line where my intellect's really clear on that, then what happens? The automatic response, actually, is introversion. Yeah? Because there's nothing going in the mind thinking this is right or wrong, or that's not right, or this should be happening, that should be happening. All of that stops completely. We just observe. We observe as a detached observer. Baba's in that state too. No, he's the detached observer. He's just seeing drama as it is. He knows that nothing at this point now is any further ahead or behind. It's exactly right for now. So when I come into that sort of observer stage, then automatically that powerful stage of introversion is there. And of course what happens then is that automatically there's that experience, and not necessarily we experience ourselves, but just through having those good wishes, pure thoughts, because automatically that's like the, probably at this stage you'd say that's like the real angelic stage of our highest form of the angelic stage, because we become helpers of Baba then. We become detached observer like Baba. We're seeing things as they are, but we're having good wishes, good thoughts, pure feelings. And there's that real deep understanding that the best thing to do is just to have that good wishes and pure feelings as the angel. Because that stage of the Mansa Seva, or mind service, is of this time now. And we can do that anywhere, actually. We don't have to be in any special place. So it's like, of course, that bestower, in that sense, a bestower and good wishes for the whole planet, that will become more and more. And of course, we, as things become more and more chaotic in the old world, of course, our stage will be where we're not influenced by that. Because as soon as we come into any thoughts or feelings of what's right or wrong, then we already get moved out of that stage. Because then the conflict will actually start internally. That stage of introspection will go. And of course that's it takes practice, of course. Who here is more than 10 years in Gyan? Yeah. So most are under 10 years, yeah. So we have to go through all of these stages, yeah. And of course, we understand gyan. We understand, okay, to be introvert, to be silent. And sometimes, you know, to be silent, we put on the silence badge, you know, and sort of a bit of masking tape, a bit of gaffer tape, you know. But what about in here, though? How much is the mind still going, 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 thinking, 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 thinking? So when that thinking slows right down, of course, that is also connected with that stage of deep stage of introversion. Because it's not anything we think of has to be of tomorrow or yesterday. Yeah? Can we think of anything in this moment now? No. That state of being is actually silent. It's not a question of thinking about. We just be that, yeah? So thinking always will take us to the past or the future. So we can always, we can check that, though. And sometimes it's interesting because even doing action, I've noticed for myself, if I'm doing some particular action and I start thinking of something outside of that action, it's actually dangerous. Because the attention's gone to something in the past, and then what you're doing with the hands, there's not that attention, so there's always chance for accident. I don't know either. I mean, to me that just seems normal. I mean, in the sense of, if there's not full attention, I mean, who's cut their finger cutting vegetables before? Yeah? Yeah? I think nearly everyone, no? Or something. And if you really check when that happened, you definitely realize that when I was cutting, I was thinking of something else. No? We can't be if we're paying full attention, we cannot do that. We can't cut our finger with full attention. Who would? It's like dropping something on your foot purposely, no? You won't do it. But if I'm thinking of something else, then, of course, so you think, wow, to have that much attention on each action, be fully present, be fully aware, then that's the... And sometimes I think, you know, when we say, sometimes I think, what is home base? And sometimes I use the terminology home base, meaning, okay, silence is my home base. That's our, that soul world, yeah, which is our home, all of our home. You know, many times people come and say, where are you from? Yeah. And sometimes I like playing with that too, you know. I say, well, I'm from the same place as you. Oh, but you're not Bharat Rossi, you're from Paramdham. Oh, yes, yes. We're all from Paramdham, no? But we're so used to, oh, you're from Vietnam, no? Vietnam? Who's from Vietnam? Good, no hands. Okay, some hands. Okay, really? You're really from Vietnam? So, but you know, it's a very common question. And of course, Sakha Baba used to play with that too, you know. He used to say, you know, have we met before? You know, of course we've met before, no? Kalpa Kalpa, every Kalpa we're meeting. So whoever we meet, of course we've met them before. Otherwise we wouldn't be meeting them, because that's a part of the drama. But anyway, so that's interesting, those little practices of how to be, stay in that state of introversion, because it's very important to be in that state now. And of course, that is very connected with our angelic stage too. Abhiram?
When you are sharing, I remember that when we are in driving, that time we see the mobile, our attention got diverted with something doing. So it is more paying attention. And when we can become introversion, what is the method? Why we are externally attracted?
Body.
because of body. Then after leaving body, we will become introverted. So in one Murli in 69, Baba is saying, if you have all relationships with Baba and you have interest for that each and every relationship, then you become introverted. Why we become extroversion? Why we are talking? Because we need to share something to others, right? If all relationships I having with Baba, then I will share with Baba. Then there is no extroversion. Every time we go inside. So Dadi Janaki used to say, silence means it's not a pressure. We think, oh, tomorrow I can't talk. How I can ask, how I can explain, how I can teach. People will taunt you, make a jokes. They will say something, you can't say something. So you feel pressure. But Dadi says, you need to enjoy the silence. Like, if the child got holiday from school, how he enjoy? So like that, from this school, I got an holiday. And in Global House, London, Dadi used to go everywhere on all departments. Couple of times she used to do. She go around. All of a sudden, it's not any planned. So when she entered the offices, even they don't know Dadi is coming, she used to say, why you are all serious? You are working in Baba's place. You are doing Baba's work, yajna work. Still face is serious. Why? If I have the thought inside, I am doing yajna work, you should be proud of yourself. Otherwise, we will become used to it. Working, working, action conscious. Even now, whenever I sit, I do note myself, am I serious, am I happy? Even people, why? If I am meeting Supreme Father, the inside happiness should reflect on the face, right? Even I am listening Murli, why my face become dull? I am listening godly versions. That happiness should reflect in the face. That why they say mind is index of, face is index of mind. So what I am thinking? Am I enjoying my space? Baba say, first love yourself. Am I loving myself? Am I giving time for myself? Once you get interest, then you need two things. Controlling power, unruling power. Day before yesterday, Baba Smoothly. Controlling means talking about unnecessary. I don't say waste. It not necessary. Like Brother David said, what Trump is doing. In drama, in school days, some people maybe acted in drama as well. You played in drama as well. So you concentrate on your own role, right? Your own text, your own lines. You never concentrated about others, what he is saying. I always conscious what my next line, what is my next line, when he is going to stop, where I can start. So, if I focused on my part, even some people start one or two lines, okay, it's fine, whatever they are doing, the controlling thought. Even we argue sometimes with sevadaris, our way, our helpers, our coordinators. Why we want to argue? Okay, whatever you say, go on. Why I am trying, always we will try to express, I am right, this is right way. Okay, let him do on his own way, I can help you. Stop it. No need to argue. Whatever it is there, accept. Then he himself feels, okay, let's go your way. So many times I notice, okay, fine, go, I will come. No, let's try your way only. So, if whenever I go inwards, the energy multiplies in the soul to spread, make an atmosphere. They also feel like animals. Even though we talk, it grasps our vibrations, right? Even animal can absorb the vibrations. We are human beings still. The moment I go introversion, inwards, then everyone will feel it, feel that, and they will respect that. Because, of course, we all came from soul world. Our home base is silence. Why I am talking too much? Sometimes we talk for 10-15 minutes and then we will say, I mean to say, so what about the 10 minutes? So I need to think, if I respect my own words, my own energy, my own time, then I don't waste it. If I don't respect, then I use it in ordinary way. Then my words will become ordinary words. Oh, he came, he go on, he can go on, hours and hours. That way Baba says, your words should be like a diamonds. That way in English they say, coins makes noise, currency doesn't make noise. So how I use it? So when Brother David used to paint through hand, not computer, yeah, these ones, days together he focused. He used to don't attend calls, he don't divert his mind. Like from morning to night, he focused. So what you felt on that times, hours together, you are painting Baba's picture, of course. Still, what is your inner world?
I remember, I think it was in 97 in Diamond Hall in Shantivan, I was painting Baba's picture there on the stage, Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba. And at that time, it was actually Daddy Kumarkar had said, this hall will be opened on 31st of December, I think it was. And at that point, it was like 2 weeks before. And only not even half of the roof was on Diamond Hall. And everyone said to Daddy, no, it's not possible. This is, you know, 2 weeks to finish all of this, you know. And Daddy said, no. We open on 31st of December. So, and I remember sort of, I was with Nawar Bhai, and we're looking at the stage, and we walked halfway through the back of the hall, and Nawar Bhai wanted one Brahma Baba sitting position, yeah, sitting down. And I looked and I said, but if it's sitting down position, at the back of the hall, no one will see Brahma Baba face, yeah, because it'd be too small. So then I put some marking on the wall with some black tape, and it ended up from here, ear to ear, Brahma Baba was 3 meters, yeah, actually 1.8 meters and 3 meters from here to here. So in that size, Brahma Baba's face become like if you're just in front at the back of the hall. But the experience was that when doing that picture, it was really the experience that actually I was not doing anything actually. Even though physically doing that action, but it was really like the whole way that picture got painted was very opposite to what I was used to doing. Yeah. And this was really Baba's hand because everything was like opposite to what I was doing normally doing that picture. And of course, every day from here, I'd get in the bus, go down to Shantivan. It was a whole day painting and then night time because Shantivan, at that point, it was so noisy, yeah. There was all the construction, the concrete work, the carpentry, they were building the stage, and I was painting the picture here, and the carpentry were building the roof, so there was like so much going on, but I remember it was so concentrated doing that job, because I felt also that, well, at least if the hall is not finished, the picture should be finished, yeah. There should at least be a picture there. So every day from here, I'd ride a little scooter to Pandabhavan, catch the bus from Pandabhavan down to Shantivan, then nighttime come back up to Gyan Sarovar, sleep next day for 11 days. So that picture just took 11 days to paint. But after that, when it was, I think, 2 days before the opening of the hall, I was completely exhausted. I come up the mountain, I was going, oh. And I think for 2 days I spent in bed. But when Baba came, I was good enough to go to Shantivan. And of course, Baba called me up on stage. He said, you painted a beautiful picture of Baba. But I really felt at that point that was the first experience I had where really when you become an instrument, then Baba uses the soul. And there wasn't a question of it couldn't be done. You know, there wasn't I didn't think, no, it's not possible to finish this picture. It was just completely concentrated on that task. And I remember with all the construction going around, I didn't hear or really see any of that because it was that much focus. And I think one of the things which are very interesting too with this, Abhiram was talking before of, you know, when... You know, we only want what we haven't got, yeah? Is that true? We only want what we haven't got? You know, if we have all attainments from Baba, then what is left? What is the next stage after all attainments? It's a bestower, no? Because we receive everything from Baba. And of course, as Baba gives everything to us, then we automatically feel that we give to others, no? And we share that through, as Baba is very subtle, and the way he works is very, very subtle. You know, Baba is also Karan Karavanha, yeah? He works directly or indirectly through others. And once we make ourselves available to be in that state of as a instrument, of course, then Baba is doing. And the feeling too, and narrative of that, when we say, because when we say, oh, I've got so much to do, what does that mean? No? I've got so much to do. Yeah? Sometimes we say that, no? There's so much to do, but who's doing? You know, who's really doing? If I think I'm doing, then I'm going to be really tired, no? Because already we haven't realized that actually it's Baba's task and it's Baba's doing, but I have to bring myself into that stage of really being the instrument. Because any good instrument, you know, when I was at come out of school, I did an apprenticeship as a carpenter and joiner, yeah, and they taught me in the government. They said if you buy any tools or instruments, buy good quality ones, don't buy cheap ones, you know. And when that was sort of really stamped in those days, really, even those same tools, those same instruments I have today, they're still lasting like so many years, and to look after them. So in our sense as being the instrument, Baba's instruments, it's like a good instrument means what? In the sense, if we relate that quality of an instrument, and of course, myself being playing that role of carpenter, of course, all your tools, chisels, planes, they all have to be really sharp. No? If they're not sharp, they're very hard to use, very tough to use, and also dangerous, because usually blunt tools are the ones that you get hurt with because they're not doing the proper job. No? So it's interesting, that aspect of instrument, because even in an artistic point, you know, like when we say, okay, what is, in Golden Age, we're all artists, yeah? Baba says, well, everyone's an artist in Golden Age. We dance, we sing, we paint, we play. It's like, and because we're complete, in a sense, our that complete stage, of course, everything will be an art. Even now, we can experience that. If we're doing something we really love doing, yeah? If we're doing something we really love doing, what happens to time? It disappears, no? If we really love what we're doing, we're not going to be keep looking at the clock, no? If we're bored and not liking what we're doing, we're really looking at the clock, you know, when's this going to finish, you know? Yeah? And of course, everything is going to be then on the clock time. But if we love what we're doing, all of a sudden, time is gone. We've really been focused, concentrated, yeah? And enjoying as well. And it's like children, though, in the sense of if they're playing, they play one game for a certain amount of time and they get sick of that, and then they'll just play another one. Keep playing, no? Until they drop, sleep, wake up and start playing again. So it's like almost in that sense of sometimes I really think if we're really playing our accurate part, we're going to be playing something we really love doing also. And that will make a big difference, because sometimes it's like if I'm doing something I'm not really enjoying, of course it can't really be service as well. Yeah? Because there's going to be a lot of thoughts that I don't really like this job, or I'm not happy with this, or something is going to be there where I feel that, you know, it's not really my part in a sense. So sometimes like finding ways in service and that where, which I'm doing something that's really my specialty, because we all have a specialty. Every soul has a different specialty, and sometimes it's like finding that specialty and using that specialty for Baba's service, which I really love doing, and of course then that will take on another level of service. Because sometimes if we're not doing that, what we're going to be looking at others, yeah, or look what they're doing. That looks better. That looks like a better job than this one. Or, you know, something's going to be better than what I'm doing. Or the old saying, you know, there's a saying, no, in English saying it, the other side of the fence is greener grass, no? Looks greener grass over there. But actually the reality is it is where I am now. And actually where I am now is the best place for me to be, and all the people around me, all my teachers and the ones that press the buttons, yeah, press my buttons of this, that or the other, they're also my best teachers, because they're going to show me my internal state of how I am really in that state of being. No, quite often Shivani speaks of this. No, she speaks a lot of situation. The situation in front, but my response to that situation is actually my story. Yeah. And of course, she doesn't say drama. She doesn't use the word drama or anything, but she's always saying, okay, the situation is the drama. And what is my response to that drama, of course? And of course, when I'm in my true soul conscious stage, then it's going to be, I'm going to act out of the state of peace, of love, accepting, compassion, and all the virtues and qualities, actually. Abhiram, what do you think?
Yeah, when you are saying that, we also focus sometimes. Like Brother David, when he painted that Baba's picture, he totally focused. Nothing he is seeing, nothing he is hearing. So when we become like that, we all do. When? Yes. I always ask myself, why everyone, when they see the phone, they are into it. Even we can't focus who is coming, who is going, where I am going, nothing. We forget everything. But when we see laptop, we don't have that much focus we're going to. But when we see mobile, then only we are into it. So I always ask myself why it happens. So when I see Baba, why I focused, why I am not into him. So when we go to Dadi's cottage to meet Dadi, if she is busy, Hansaben say she is busy, not now. But Dadi don't like. She said in several classes, never say Dadi is busy. I am not busy, I am free. You people are busy. So then I thought, why? What I can say if I am not free also, if I am doing something, what can I say? Then I started to use, I am engaged in something. I will, after 5 minutes, I will attend you. See how the words makes royalty in yourself, what I am saying. And in 95-96 we used to do bhattis every year, 3 days, 4 days in Pandavan. At particular one thing, I always share this experience. Dadi Ji, she comes several times in bhatti when we are in the. So one day in that bhatti, she came for picnic. So I think in Swadarshan Bhavan there is a hall. So we are doing bhatti there. She came for picnic. We are all eating. Dadi sitting in a center. We are all Kumars around her. We all got plates, picnic plates. And I am next to Dadi sitting and several brothers. We are asking Dadi, whenever you enter the hall, the atmosphere changes in a fraction of a second. How you do it? What do you do it? She said, I don't do anything. No, Dadi, you do something, you think something, that way the atmosphere changes. She said, no, I don't think anything. I become quiet. We said, no. You are hiding some secret efforts you make. Then she said, okay, she is sitting on muda and we are sitting on floor. She is also having a plate, picnic plate. And okay, you don't believe, I demonstrate it. And okay, look, I am eating. You are also, all are eating. Everyone is into their own world. It's not everyone listening to Dadi. So she said, okay, now I am placing the spoon in the plate and I become quiet. Within 30 seconds, maybe less than that, the whole hall become quiet. Everyone kept their spoon. And everyone whispering, what happened? What Dadi said? Why? Why quiet? She said anything. Like everyone is talking. So that time she said, when you become quiet, your energy reflects several times more as you say, keep silence. Instead of saying, be it, use the virtue. Like today also Baba said, you need to sharpen your sword of knowledge. So he is keeping his instruments sharp. Otherwise, it makes damage of your elbow or ankle or anything like that. So like that, if I am not keeping, means inculcating that knowledge in my life, I just become a pandit or teacher, that's it. But it is affecting me also. I am not dharana for that. I am not experiencing it. So like, if from several days I started saying, whenever you attend phone, you say hello. I started saying Om Shanti. And it makes effort to say Om Shanti. Can I say it? It will, even non-BKs, they feel awkward. No. After they are saying hello, they also say Om Shanti. So a couple of people I experienced like that. So that why Baba says, how you become, the world also copy you. So that why Baba is saying, in yesterday and day before yesterday, you become like a mirror, the point of light Baba should be visible from your face. So how he will visible my face? So even though when I am cooking, I am not a good chef, but people believe I am good chef. So even I don't know why the taste will change. I always keep a law or system. Nobody needs to talk while cutting vegetables or cooking time. If you have problem, you can tell me and you can leave me. I will make it. No worries. So no need to talk each other. So being a silence and cut, keep a thought that people can experience that power by eating that. Baba always talk about Murli. So Brother David also, good cook. He cooks bread, sourdough bread, cakes, solar cakes, so many things. So is there any special ingredients you prepare yourself in that conscious you cook?
I think again it comes back to, I was thinking when you were saying before, like when we're doing any particular task, you know, it's like if I am really focused in that, then I can give 100% to that task, you know. And I remember as growing up as a young child and that, my Lockheed father used to say, if a job's worth doing, it's worth doing properly. If you're going to come into action and do something, really do it properly. And even though that was a very general statement, but even now when I think, okay, if I'm doing something and I do that properly, there's no shortcuts, yeah, when we do that job. And it's not when we're doing the action, I'm thinking ahead, when I've finished this, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. No. Be 100% in that task and finish that task, and then it will automatically flow into the next task. And you do that 100% as well. So if we're doing that, then there's no margin for, of course, there's no margin for error, firstly, and then there's no regret either. Because sometimes we have the thought of something, no, and we have the thought of something and some time goes past and a situation happens with it. Oh, I had the thought of that and I didn't act on that. And then a little bit further down the line, a situation as such where it really shows me that, wow, I did have the thought of that and I let that go, and then I realize, wow, if I'd done that, then that was the right time to do it when I had that thought. And sometimes Baba says this too, you know, he says, okay, can you bring the thought, word and action in a small amount of time, in the shortest amount of time? Yeah? Where we have the thought of something, and then we do that straight away. And of course, that means, to my understanding of that means very few thoughts, because if I'm having oceans of thoughts, how am I going to do all those things, you know? Especially in a short amount of time, it's not possible. And of course, what happens then is means that then stress comes, yeah? Because I'm having so many thoughts, so many ideas, so many things I want to do, but I only have 24 hours in a day, you know. We all have 24 hours in a day, but as we become more introverted and introspection, the thoughts become less, thinking becomes less. And then if a thought does come, I can put it into action straight away. Because it's like there's a lot of space between them, so it's like it's automatically you will be able to do that. It's automatic. And I think this is when Baba says, you know, sometimes when Abhiram was speaking about, you know, if you come into the presence of someone, and Daddy's had this, and of course Sakar Baba, Brahma Baba had this very much so, where people would go into Baba's hut when Baba was there in Pandav Bhavan with some problem. When Baba would be there, they'd come into the hut, and what would happen? They would forget their problem, what they were going to say. They had a problem. They thought they had a problem. They went into that where Baba was in the hut. And because of that power of silence and Baba just sitting in that space of silence, that person who come into that space, their problem just automatically disappears. And so it's a very good reminder that, yes, if we go further into that space of silence, because really it is a dead silence. I mean, what is dead? When they, you know, they say when a soul leaves a body, yeah, that space where that soul is, there's an atmosphere, of course, of dead silence, no? The soul's left the body. The body's dead, let's say. I mean, of course, soul is immortal. We never die. But when the soul does leave the body, there's that atmosphere of dead silence. And of course, there's no thought in that space. It's just that intense state of silence. And then everything disappears. And it's the same when we go into that space, because soul world is dead silence. That's where we all reside. It's that state really of dead silence. That's our home. And many souls that have the experience, and maybe someone here has, I don't know, but if there's a soul has the experience of NDE, near-death experience, that's also what they experience. Just being the observer, totally detached from the body, thinking, like, how could I have associated myself with this body? I'm still me. I'm observing. I'm still witnessing. And of course, all the chaos that goes around, the soul just observes. It's completely beyond that. So it's like almost that state, of course, if we're carrying that state, that's what happens. We're moving in that space of silence. And of course, I remember Daddy Kumaka in Pandav Bhavan. Many times Daddy would be sitting in she had her favorite little sitting spot in Madhaban, and one by one people would come up and meet Daddy. And I used to think, you know, like, how does she do that, you know? So many people coming up and talking to Daddy, and Daddy would be talking to them. But she had that ability to be, if you're in front of Daddy, you were the only one there. You could really feel that she wasn't like just half listening to what you're saying. She was 100% present. And because of that practice of that stillness, that silence, and that presence, she could meet one by one all day, no problem. And her meditation and connection with Baba was in those seconds between that. She didn't waste that. So it wasn't like you'd see Daddy sitting in Baba's room for 3-4 hours. No. She made her meditation her life. There was no difference. Whether she was sitting, talking to people, listening, or moving, she was in that state of meditation with Baba. And if you see tapes and video footage of Daddy, she would never say, I. She would never say, I. She'd say, Daddy was doing this, or Daddy was doing that. She would never say, I, because she was so firm and in that state of being Baba's instrument, that it was always Baba that was doing. It wasn't Daddy that was doing. She just made herself available. And I used to watch her then, and I think, wow, like, when does she do a meditation? But, you know, she's not, you know. So it was really that practical example of, you know, making meditation her life, or our life, where we're not moving out of that state. We make everything a meditation. And of course, then everything becomes easy. Because it's Baba that's doing. We just have to be that instrument. Samaskia. Abhiram.
Yeah, what Brother David said, it's 100% true. Daddy never say I. Daddy is going to Ahmedabad, Daddy is going to doctor, Daddy is doing. And she used to do, when she was active, that time she meet 20,000 people. Nobody does. But she meet, on the stage, she used to give toli for 20,000 people. In Sauga, in gift ceremony. And sometimes when cultural program happens, some program happens, that time if I don't like, just we walk out, right? We all does that. So Dadi used to say, you people don't like, you can walk out. But Dadi can't. Because they feel bad. So Dadi used to say, up to the end. Even Jagdish Bhai sometimes says, okay, after 9:30, he used to walk out. Because anyone asked Bhai Sahib, stay a little bit more. He says, you have the strength that you can do programs up to 10:30 and you can wake up for Amrit Vela, but I don't have that strength. I need to wake up. I need to go early to bed. So he used to, even the power of silence. So now, relax your body. For 3 minutes, fly out to soul world. Like just sleeping on this couch. Just leave the body. Lastly, one thing. Like I always tell people who come for Madhavan Baba's meeting, when you go back, you have all your responsibilities, tasks, and people you will get to meet many. But when you are here, at least use yourself or use your time maximum with Baba. There you can't live your responsibility. But here you are free. You can experience it. You can do it. Don't worry about others. Even for couples, I will say, live like Baba's child. Forget about you. We are couples. No need to take care of him. Just Baba will take care. Just be with Baba maximizely. So always ask why I am talking, what I want to do. That's why Dadi Janki's mantra, who I am, whom I belong to, what I want to do. Why I came here, So I want to experience Baba. So maximize it. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much for sharing your own experience, and also as both the brothers have lived with the others and bring those experience to us.